you're not a professional musician, Ellen. You haven't done this for profit. You've done it, I think, pretty much for passion. Have you been writing songs ever since you were very young? Or is this something that really has come on in the last 20 years?
Oh, longer than 20 years, Mark. I did write a couple of songs as I was growing up. I mostly, as I said, was writing poetry in those years. But you know, when you write a poem, people want to hear it one time, if that. And when you write a song, you can use it over and over. I know a lot of songs that other people have written that I love to sing. I did, again, when I was growing up, kind of think that most of the songs had already been written. And it was a surprise to me when I started playing that guitar that some of the chords just caused me to want to sing a melody line that I didn't know already that I was building. The first couple of songs I wrote to the guitar were, I thought, a one-off, a kind of thing that would happen one time. And then it just got easier. There were so many things I wanted to write about. And I began to work harder on connecting the emotion of the tune with the sense of the words, because that's kind of how I see it. Words can certainly describe and create emotion, but a melody has emotion built right into it. And if you hear a song that doesn't seem to work, it's very often because the melody doesn't match what the words are saying. So that's something that I really strive for.
I do find it interesting. It wasn't until 3 years ago that you released your first CD. You did a cassette, as we mentioned earlier, back in 1992. But I assume you were busy with your job instead of your passion. Is that what was holding you back, or was there something else?
Absolutely, Mark. That's very true. My husband and I owned and operated a pharmacy, which we started in 83. Before that, I was, aside from some part-time jobs, I was a stay-at-home mom. And when we opened the pharmacy, I was one of the employees, basically, until we could afford to hire employees. Then in 2000, we actually bought another pharmacy. So during that period of time from 1992 to 2000, we were very busy building up the first one. And at 2000, we bought this existing pharmacy and began to operate that as well because the owner wanted to retire. It really caused us both to live lives where there were no extra minutes in the day. My guitar playing and practicing suffered. My performances suffered. That had to take a back seat to maintaining the family business until it was up and running, and then in keeping it up and running.
Well, I'm glad that you did get freed up, and I think it helped that Fred took retirement not too long ago. And so now you can actually do the music to your full passion. Does this mean that the rate at which you're turning out songs has increased?
Well, I've been putting so much effort into recording the songs that I already know and love that I haven't really boosted the production. I've managed to keep it up. I have some good ones. There should be another CD somewhere in the future here, but I'm surprised at how much time you have to put into producing a collection of recordings. It isn't just me and the guitar. We have various other instruments, other voices brought in and recorded, and then a great deal of careful going over of all these pieces and making it all work together.